to Jerusalem now, and the Israeli military spokesperson, Major Avital Leibovich, many thanks for your time. Major, let's talk about what's happened at this UN school. This is the third UN building that has now been hit, and the UN says continually it has given the GPS coordinates of these facilities to Israel, and three of them have been hit. Can you explain that to me, please?
Yeah, well, we don't have any confirmation for the first two hospitals, schools. As for the third one, according to our initial inquiry, we understand that there was a launching of a mortar from the schoolyard towards IDF force in the area. IDF force retaliated with one shell. However, it appears to be that the school was probably booby-trapped all around, and according to this, the secondary explosions caused the death and the injuries of the children and the people that were in it.
So you say probably. There wasn't a degree of certainty there. Did you know also that there were hundreds of people there sheltering because they've been displaced by a war? They're sheltering there, and now it appears that up to 40 of them might be dead.
As I said, this is the initial investigation, and it's not 100% confirmed yet. However, any terror organization that chooses to booby-trap his own people, I think it's indespicable, I think that it's not moral, and I think that Hamas does not really care for its own people. We see many cases in which Hamas militants chooses to hold on their arms children in order for them to protect the Hamas people, to serve as human shields. We see many cases in which Hamas chose to walk around the streets without a uniform in order to be suspected as a civilian.
But again, you
and then
don't,
once again
you,
endanger the civilians around him.
You don't know this for sure. And again, you said to me before that the school was probably booby-trapped and probably had munitions there. How can probably be good enough in a war situation where, as you say, you're trying to avoid civilian deaths, but it keeps happening? How is probably ever good enough when civilians can die?
Well, you know, we are in a war. We are fighting a war here. We're defending ourselves. You can't investigate activities in the war very quickly after they happen. This is why it's our initial investigation. This is what we know happened. And I will be more than happy to affirm it in the next few hours.
The problem is, though, that, Major, is that I see everything seems to be after the fact. You say you're still investigating this. Now, if your investigations turn up what other people are saying and that there was no military activity here, that 40 civilians have died or up to that number have died, it's too late by then. Surely there has to be more checks and balances put in place before you go in with a strike.
Okay, let me give you data then. A few months ago, in another UNRWA elementary school, we issued footage to the whole world showing Hamas militants launching rockets. So as you can understand, this is not the first time. It's a phenomenon. And therefore, this is what the initial investigation actually tells us.
And now it's a school which is sheltering people displaced by the war. The situation has changed now. You say you're not entirely sure if this was a place where rockets are being fired from, but you do know that there are, I'm sure the United Nations has told you that there are people sheltering there as well.
Well, when you are being attacked during a war, then naturally you return fire to the place of the attack because you want to save your life and you don't want to die. This is how it is in wars. We did not choose to be in a war. However, Hamas chose to target Israelis. We did not force Hamas to do anything. This is Hamas's choice. And Hamas chose terror.
And so civilians will keep dying as long as this keeps going. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that you say that you want to minimize civilian casualties, but you know, you must simply know that this is going to keep happening, that there will be more civilian casualties when these hits happen. There's no point in apologizing afterwards if that happens, is there?
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not apologizing at all. I think that Hamas is actually taking big advantage of the civilians. If Hamas turns civilian populated areas into rocket storage places, into places where militants gather and prepare terrorist activities, into places where storages are there, then Hamas is accountable for the death of its civilians. Hamas should be accountable. If Hamas chose to locate innocent population in an area and booby-trapped it, then I think Hamas is accountable.
Okay, one final really quick question, because I think we're running out of satellite time. One thing I want to confirm for you is what the UN says about the GPS coordinates. Just yes or no, do you get those from them and do you strictly adhere by them?
Well, I haven't that information at this time yet. However, if you are targeted at war, then you have no choice but to retaliate.
Even if it's civilians sitting there and it's a UN facility?
But who chose this situation? Did Israel choose to be attacked by 10,000 of rockets?
No, I'm talking about
or did
a UN
Hamas
facility,
choose
though. I'm not
to
talking
attack
about who's
Israel?
Choosing,
then
who's
Hamas
choosing
should
not.
Pay a price.
I'm not talking about who's choosing or not. I'm talking
it
about
is.
The fact that this
it
is a UN building.
It is about it. Hamas should be accountable. Hamas should be accountable for the last 8 years of attacking Israel. We have reached a point in which 10,000 of rockets are enough. Hamas is accountable.
Okay, Maja Avital, we're going to leave it there. I'm sorry, we're running out of time, but many thanks for your time here on Al Jazeera.
Thank you.